Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's go to Dan Quinn's press conference today. We've been trying to make sense each day of what he's saying. And what it means, most importantly, for Jaden Daniels. Are we going to see him again, or are they shutting him down? So I take you back to Monday, where for the first time, I guess it was actually Wednesday, for the first time, when they got back to practice, when he said that he wasn't willing to just go out and say Jaden will definitely come back. He was asked about Daniels, talked about we haven't had those conversations, and the tone really shifted from, oh, he's obviously going to play against the Eagles, to, wow, maybe we have seen him for the last time this year. Today, we're back to talking about his health being the only thing that matters. I take that to mean a shutdown isn't being considered.
It's less likely, maybe.
You know, if his health is all that matters, once he's healthy, then he's going to play. But that's not even the most interesting thing he said. The most interesting thing Dan Quinn said today was that Daniels, who we've been told would have gone back in the game on Sunday, is currently not cleared for contact. So he would have, after getting hurt, gone back in the game if they didn't, as a precautionary measure, keep him out of the game. But if you fast forward 5 days to Friday now, even though he didn't have some significant setback, even though he's not hurt, even though there's no real legitimate injury or anything here, there's no re-aggravation in terms of a dislocation, we're at a point where Jaden Daniels is not cleared for contact. This is Dan Quinn earlier today.
It was good to have him for practice for sure. Like when you're a young quarterback and young player, like the growth is important, but we'll definitely let, you know, his health be the driving factor in that. And so he wasn't cleared for the contact portion, but he was able to get some reps and going through some things. So as we get through into next week, I'll have a better sense. But it was good to get 3 days of practice. Obviously, you know, for him, until things are fully, you know, able to be himself, no restrictions, that's would be the driving factor. But I like the work, you know, continue to get the development, obviously with up and down from practice times, and when you can, to get 3 days in a row of practice work, like, that's important.
I'm going to do my best to describe what I think's going on based on all the efforts I've made in the conversations with people over there and you know, just reading tea leaves. But I have to first say, this is so convoluted and so confusing. And every
Does anyone speak Dan Quinn? Did anyone go to school and speak Quinn?
I mean, every couple of days it changes, I feel like.
Yep. It's not hyperbolic either. It's exactly what happens. It's almost like a new – now, I understand that this isn't like a guy coming back from surgery, 21-day practice window is opened, and you're sort of, you know, kind of bound by certain parameters. This is a very fluid situation. So I understand rhetoric to a degree reflecting that. But not to this extreme. I mean, this is just we're in a Dan Brown novel. We're looking at clues, and we're looking behind the Mona Lisa to try to figure out who's playing when and what the governing forces are, why something happened, why it didn't happen, and we're looking for clues, and there's no good answer. because, and again, this sounds like I'm being critical, and at this point I'm not, I don't think they know yet. And that's what's coming through. Yesterday I thought they knew. Right now, I don't think they know what their plan is beyond the next couple of days. I think that's where they are, and the mysterious rhetoric, I think, is following that.
What I think is that Dan Quinn's trying to guide everybody into caring about what he wants them to. And so he answers in these vague ways about the things he doesn't want to talk about today. And it just leads to confusion. Here's what I mean. Today he wants it to be about the Giants. He wants the questions to be about Johnny Newton and Ben Sinnott and, you know, playing New York and the Meadowlands and Jackson Dart and Kafka's offense as opposed to Dable's offense. And so when Daniels comes up, he just kind of says the thing he has to say to get to the next answer. But when we're juxtaposing it, when we're reading it for what he says and doesn't say and parsing everything up in detail and stacking up the tape, so to speak, the audio next to every other answer you've given, well, you're not really prioritizing the answer. You don't care that much about what you're saying. You're just trying to get past it. Things don't add up because they're inconsistent. But here is what I actually think is going on, best I can tell. On Sunday, he was obviously cleared for contact. He played in a football game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
They felt like there was 99% chance that nothing could happen to the elbow that would be particularly damaging, unless he fell directly on the elbow being dropped from a lifeguard stand, which is essentially what happened after he's chasing down an interception. So to their credit, there was a very small, slim chance that he could have had the injury, whatever we're going to call it, the pain, leaving the game, the issue take place that did.
Right.
So I'm not going to fault them for that per se, but it happened. He comes to the sideline. In game, what happens is they test for internal damage. They make sure that the ligaments and all those things are good. They make sure everything is structurally sound. And then they do what they call like these, movement tests. Like, can you brace yourself without immense pain? Can you stiff arm someone? Like all that stuff in the blue tent and the range of motion stuff, he passes it all. So what we're dealing with then is a pain threshold issue. You didn't re-injure anything and severely. You're okay to continue to play. You got all the adrenaline in the world going right now. You can go back in there. And that's where I've been saying, and I think Dan Quinn has been saying, look, if this is somebody else, if it's a different situation, if it's Mariota, he goes back in, he finishes the game. As is normally the case, this is not specific to this injury with Daniels, game day adrenaline wears off overnight. Think about any kind of injury. We were actually, this is funny, we were in Minnesota, and one of our buddies, when we're playing football on the field, in the dome, Ibby, He rolls his ankle on. I throw it to the sideline, and he's trying to make a catch and toe tap, and he rolls his ankle. that night, initially, it was like getting better as we were. I think we went to the basketball game or whatever. By the next day,
and he was walking around. Didn't feel great, but he was walking.
Right.
Yeah.
The next day, he could barely walk, and he lifts up his like jeans to show me, and his ankle is the size of a bowling ball, and it's purple.
Yep.
Like, that's what happened in that time. So to that point with Jaden Daniels, there was probably some swelling, some discomfort, and what was just pain became whatever else. And so I think now, not that anything structurally happened, but the same training staff is looking at this going, well, wait a second. He's in pain. He's sore. There's a little bit of swelling. We're not going to clear him for contact today. And that's where we are now. So I can see how we got here from he could have gone back in the game Sunday. It's just the overall inconsistency of Dan Quinn's answers that's driving me crazy, where one day it seems like you're not shutting him down and playing matters. The next time you talk, well, we're leaving open the possibility to shut him down. Then today you're saying the only thing that's going to matter is his health, and if he's cleared to play next week and he's fully healthy, then we're going to give him a go. Just pick a lane, man. Just drive in one lane. That's all I'm asking. Sure. Either it's about his health or it's the record matters or whatever, but you can't straddle both.
Right. I think your hypothesis, what do you want to call it, explanation, your theory, that all makes sense to me. Here's the part that doesn't jive, and this isn't a you reflection, this is a me reflection. If there's just a little bit of swelling or some discomfort, why are we ruling him out on Wednesday unless there's something else afoot? That's my sticking point here, is we now know he can't do it. Period. This week, there was no chance that some swelling would go down because it's a bump or it's a bruise or whatever. If that's the case, then it's more severe than he could have gone back in the game, probably. Or further tests give us more truth here or something. There's an increase in severity that took place at some point if you're ruling him out on Wednesday. If it's, hey, you know, if he gave an explanation just like you just said, where we thought he was good. He came back after we took a flight home and you know, he slept and he came back in. It was much stiffer and sore. Adrenaline wears off. It's swollen, sore. We're going to see how he is throughout the week. That jives, but no way. He's out. He's not cleared for anything. On Wednesday, or the earliest you could do it. That's the part to me I'm going, something doesn't add up here. More, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part where I cannot get past. If it was a true closer to game time decision, we'll see how he responds to the treatment. We'll see what's going on. You know, opening the door, we reserve the right to rule him out just out of abundance of caution, et cetera. That would make perfect sense to me.
So, but they did the thing I've been begging them to do every week, though, which is stop with the dog and pony
show.
Which
is do it early.
So I'm not going to, like, scream at them. I can't scream at them when they don't do it and then scream at them when they do. I get what you're saying. It is odd, if it's not that serious, that you would have ruled him out on Wednesday. But this is what I have been asking them to do all along. Is stop with this every single day dog and pony show. When you know, you know. You're saying they shouldn't have known, so I guess it's a little bit different, and maybe that's true. But that's where I think, actually, as you know, here's a conspiracy theory for you. Meadowlands turf's a factor.
Yeah, now, let me clarify one thing. I don't think I'm being critical of them for this part of it. I'm just sitting here going, I saw you said that, and then there's this one big gap that I can't fill in. And
no, I understand it. That. I'm just saying I'm not taking issue with it. Because this is actually my preferred way of doing it.
If I had on a binary, I would too. I want less Willy Wony, and I just want to know right away. But I'm kind of going, that's the only part of this to me that doesn't match up with everything else that's
sure.
going on. And that's
if it's a very minor thing about some soreness and some swelling, then you shouldn't know on Wednesday that there's no way. In other words, last week he was not cleared for contact on Wednesday, if you remember. In fact, as of sitting here right now on Friday, it was the first time he got cleared for contact. But they didn't rule him out all week. They waited until he got cleared for contact.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like his elbow is closer to where it was going into the Broncos game that week when they ruled him out early than it is going into the Vikings game. I think going into the Vikings game, there wasn't really swelling, there wasn't a whole lot of soreness, and they just hadn't cleared him yet, whereas this is now back to the Denver week, which would leave open the possibility of the Eagles unless they just shut him down, which Wednesday it sounded like they were considering, today less so. So your guess is as good as ours.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.